Sunshine and 71.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL Spotlight on Wellington. We're coming to you from Dimitri's Family Restaurant, Corner Family Restaurant, because we are at the corner of 18 and 58 with a lot of the traffic, people moving through. Craig, I don't understand this. We've been here since 7 o'clock. I don't think I've heard or seen the train unless they're on some sort of, like, you know, quiet mode or something, but I've not seen that at all. Yesterday there was like about a dozen of them that came through during our time. But if you come down to Wellington, you're sure to see the trains or hear them at some point. But if you're coming down, maybe to visit the Wellington Center for Lorain County Community College. And we've got two folks who are here. This portion brought to you by Lorain County Community College. Register now for fall classes. We have with us Amy Zmania.
Correct.
And also Elaine Beekman joining us to talk about some of the things that are happening here. Tell us about this, the Wellington Center. What's its purpose to be down here at the college?
The Wellington Center is celebrating its 11-year anniversary this fall, and the purpose is to do outreach in Southern Lorain County, Ashland, Huron County, so kind of the more agricultural part. We're here to help in Wellington to help every student, whatever their starting point is, to meet their goals. We serve many high school students from Wellington, Keystone, Oberlin, and Lorain County JVS in Lorain County, Buckeye High School in Medina, Black River and Mapleton High School in Ashland, and Western Reserve in New London and Huron County. High school students are able to receive college credits at their high school, at the Wellington Center, at other college campuses, or online. The dual enrollment option of College Credit Plus saves families a lot of money.
So it brings it into, I'm interested, or maybe, you know, it's Lorain County, but it's sort of branched out into some of the other agricultural rural areas of other areas. So there's kind of just an outreach to all those, too.
It has. Actually, Huron and Ashland County don't have community colleges. So it's primarily northern Ashland County we're pulling from and eastern Huron County. So wherever people, and especially now that we have online classes, a lot of students take advantage of that with the College Credit Plus option.
And Amy, are those students primarily looking at agriculture as a career or a degree or anything else?
Anything they want to look at. Yeah. Part of Elaine here will talk about our partnership with the agricultural field, but we have a variety of students, and not just high school students. Whatever their needs are, you know, that's what we try and meet.
They probably sometimes who here maybe look at Elyria as a far distance away and think, well, I know where the main campus is, but this makes it more convenient, more likely that they would get engaged in the college.
Exactly. So at the Wellington Center, all the students can earn 30 to 40 college credits to help either complete the state transfer module or an associate degree. And then they're able to transfer to the university partnership, which again would be up in Elyria. That's where we bring 13 universities with 50 bachelor's and master's degrees to Lorain County, again, saving the students money. So you're exactly right. Part of it is the location, the distance. They can take them in Wellington. They can take them online. And hopefully, if they need to go to Elyria, it's towards the end of the degree or the university partnership.
For me, it's a little one of those hard-to-believe moments that it has been here for 11 years. The building looks like it's brand new. Were you part of it back then?
I was not. I've been here about 4 years. Prior to that, I did a few years with community outreach, letting people know that we're here and what we're all about. But I have not been here the whole time in Wellington. Yeah. There's been about three or four coordinators in that time frame.
We have with us also Elaine Beekman, who can talk about the agricultural outreach on that. What's your focus?
Well, Lorain County Community College and Lorain County Farm Bureau have worked together for years on a lot of different projects. We have a brunch with a farmer in the spring, and we've had some film screenings of some agricultural films at the Stock Arts Center. And the partnership was just kind of a natural growth because both organizations recognize the value of that Wellington Center, as you said, the location to reach out to different counties and to people in the rural area, and also the need to do that because it's not exactly something that people put a lot of emphasis on. Only less than 2% of the U.S. population is involved in production agriculture. So it's not a high priority a lot of times to do agriculture education and outreach. But thankfully, we have some wonderful people at the community college and at the Wellington Center who recognized the need for that programming and the value in it. So we're doing agriculture outreach to consumers and community members, and we're doing agriculture education for all ages within the ag industry.
Can you kind of get a little more specific as to what that sort of means? Are you talking about new technologies? Are you talking about proper practices? Are you talking about how to market businesses?
Yes. No, I mean, that's one of the things. Agriculture is our number one industry in the county, in the state, in the country. We're talking $105 billion. 12% of our economic activity in the state is directly related to agriculture. And that's everything from the new technologies and grain crop farming, and you're driving down the road right now seeing the combines out doing wheat, or we're baling hay right now, or livestock, or Christmas trees. I mean, there's just such a broad definition to agriculture. So we've done some ag technology series programming this spring. We're going to have some information on Farm Bureau. Really, they want to be a voice for the people in the agriculture industry and in the rural community, and it's a grassroots organization, so all of our policy development and the topics we're focusing on come from the members. So whether it's legalities or technology or cover crops, that all comes from our members, and those are what we're going to be focusing on for the topics.
Is there a sort of like a number one issue facing farmers in this area?
I would say the hottest topic right now is water quality, with what's been going on in Lake Erie. And farmers have been working to do what they can voluntarily to help improve water quality. But it's an issue that has come about over decades, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. And so not only is there research that needs to be done and some experimentation and taking some of those best practices and putting them into work on your farms, it's also talking to legislators and talking to consumers to help them understand what we're trying to do.
Agree? So this has to do with also making sure that they understand farming is a necessity, and related to fertilizer runoff or other things that might impact the lake, they have to understand how they are part of that cycle, I guess, or to know what they need to do to help with that.
Yeah, there's a lot that's going on at the State House and across the state in Farm Bureau, where farmers are working on the Blanchard River demonstration farms, where they're taking different steps and really collecting a lot of data as to how it's working, whether it's working, and what can be done, and then disseminating that throughout the state. But Farm Bureau works very closely with the Department of Ag, the Department of Natural Resources, universities, extension, just trying to help farmers, and whether it's water quality and growing crops, or whether it's livestock, or whether it's nurseries and orchards, to get those best practices out there, to get that information disseminated. And the partnership with the community college just provides us a great opportunity where we can say we have this location, we have this opportunity, we can bring in subject matter experts. Here's a great way for people to come together and share ideas about what can we do better. And so, all the farmers are always, it's always what can we do better.
So, you look at the building where the Wellington Center is, but in think of agriculture, you think of the outdoors, farm fields. Do you have sort of on-site learning that takes place at actual farms and places like that too?
Well, one of the nice things about the partnership is because we do have the building here in Wellington, but with the partnership with Farm Bureau, we are very well connected to local farmers and agribusinesses and can go out to a site, have an in-class.
So take it from the book to basically out into the field. So
yes, okay. Yes. And as with anything in science or agriculture, you have, the theory is great in the classroom, but you always have to be able to take it out and get that hands-on experience or talk to somebody who's actually, gotten their hands dirty, literally.
Right. Does it also help in a sense, because if you come in, you're having sort of sometimes people think farm and there's certain education levels that people maybe do or work with a family or it becomes some their business, their occupation. Bringing in other types of education broadens what their family and the community can do, either with farming or even branching out beyond serving the farm.
Oh, exactly. I think that's part of it is, bringing more information, connecting with other people, sharing that information. And not all farmers want to continue to be farmers in a family. So just sharing what those options are, that type of thing. So definitely, I think that would be part of it.
Most farmers I know that are my age have come back to the farm from college. So they've got one or two degrees that they've brought back to the farm in order to, again, help try and do things better. And a lot of the students that could take advantage of the Wellington Center, I mean, I took college classes up at Elyria campus when I was in high school, and it's a nice drive up there, and you take your whole day and go take one or two classes and come home, and it allows them to still be really involved hands-on in the farm or hands-on involved in high school activities without having to make that 40-minute drive up to campus. And I just think that's a really great thing, that they can stay involved with those hands-on activities and the application, but still be able to take classes that'll help them get their degree or find out that new information that'll help them make their family's business more sustainable.
Right. Whether it has to do with agriculture and growing or even marketing or some business plan, that they can come and learn about how to put those things together.
Well, yeah, or even if they just want to stay involved in 4-H and FFA and track and whatever else and be able to take classes to get their degree in, you know, pre-med or nursing or IT or anything like that. It doesn't have to be.
And people are signing up now for classes, right?
Correct. Classes start in the fall on August 20th. So they can come in anytime and talk to the front desk staff at the Wellington Center. We're open Mondays and Wednesdays, 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. till 5. And Fridays, 7:30 a.m. till noon. And we'll do whatever we can to help. Again, where they're at, meet their needs. If they need to be connected with Elyria, we do that. So we're kind of like a resource, an outreach branch of the main campus in Elyria, that whatever we can do will help the students.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning. We have with us Amy Zmania and also Elaine Beekman, Elaine with the Farm Bureau Ag Outreach as well in the college, and stopping in to tell us a little bit of what's happening with the Wellington Center of Lorain County Community College. We've got more. You know, you mentioned the end of August, and they're thinking, well, you said fall, and of course that's how your schedule works, that's technically summer, but then I thought, you know, that's about the Lorain County Fair is happening at the end of August, and we're going to find out more about what's going on as they prepare for that big event that takes place in Wellington coming up later in August, as our Spotlight on Wellington continues here on WEOL.